Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Right on time. LCIA has released a new video update. The government says give up all your rights and you'll be safe. The nice men in black mask are here to take care of you. Everything's all right. Never mind the fact that in every case, our government is in control of LCIA. Bunch of news I'm going to get to in this hour we haven't covered yet. But right now, let's keep going to your calls that are all so interesting. Bruce in Colorado was talking about the unbelievable, not similarities, but the identical nature of what's in Revelations to what's happening today. I mean, again, I don't believe in Nostradamus. The guy was a quack, folks. If that makes some of you mad, I don't care. Nostradamus would say, and then a man is killed on a horse, a king, stabbed in the face. Well, kings died all the time in battle, getting hit in the face. So, you know, 100 years later, a king dies getting stabbed in the face. Ooh, look. No. This isn't some vague thing about a comet went by the earth, and then there was a calamity. Well, there's always calamities. You know, a city burns. No, I mean, the Bible, it is incredible, folks. A one-world leader, these marks under the skin to buy and sell, world government armies, just, you know, all of this stuff, computers. I mean, it's all in there. But go ahead.
Okay, well, one of the things in Revelation 13:2, it says the dragon, which earlier on it refers to the dragon as gave him his power and seat and great authority. Now, that's clear in your video, Martial Law, where you see these people worshiping Satan. So you see they're getting their authority from Satan. And so if people give out these videos with a track that shows the correlation, that and the earthquake, the frequency of earthquakes, which has increased, and so on, there's so many points that correspond, people will be helped to see that this is the answer, that this is the gospel.
Well, I tell you, I mean, for those that don't know, our world leaders, particularly Christian conservative leaders, are really devil worshipers. And I've been there, and I've shot the video, and you're right, I got David Gergen having a meltdown over it. But, you know, I've had national Christian talk show hosts say that I'm an evil devil for saying that Bush is Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove.
Yes, I know. This is what I feel, is that too much of the church, and by the way, this is also a prophecy, too much of the so-called church has been invaded by the corrupt government part of the peace system. So we need to start our own, you know, the people, either in our own home or in someone else's home. I feel that's what's needed. And,
well, that's what's been happening. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
Absolutely. Go to alternative media. Start your own churches. Just come out of it, folks. See, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. We have to, if we know we're good, or at least we're trying to be good, thanks for your call. We're going to let him go now. Thank you. If we know that we're good, then, you know, we need to get out there and be leaders. Let's go ahead and talk to William. William, where are you calling from?
Oregon Coast.
Welcome. Go ahead.
First of all, congratulations on your trip over to London. Glad you made it back safe and sound without too many problems.
A lot of that video will be going up in the next week for PrisonPlanet.tv members.
I look very forward to seeing it. A couple quick things here. The article about Patrick Fitzgerald, I listened to you on Coast to Coast the other night. I don't know where you get the energy. You must have better coffee than me. But anyways, I noticed that George Noory went into that fact of all those emails flying around, and a friend of mine sent me a site today about the article Greg Szymanski wrote, and evidently he called the Chicago Federal Grand Jury Office of Patrick Fitzgerald, and evidently one of their spokesmen said they will refuse to comment at this point. So perhaps the story will have legs. I guess the future will tell. Now, I was
thinking, for those that don't know, folks have been saying for 3 weeks that Karl Rove and others have been indicted. Now, they may be called as witnesses,
right.
But what I said I don't believe is that the president has been indicted.
I guess we'll find out.
You want to comment on that on the other side, William?
Yeah, wait, I'll hang on.
All right, stay there. And then Eric and Matt and Lori and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. The websites just get better and better, folks. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. Check them out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The
Lord is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're here, my friends, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Chicago, Illinois, Indiana, Austin, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri, just all over the country. So many new affiliates. So exciting. I want to thank all those fine stations that join us each and every day. Because, you know, this is not that radical of a broadcast anymore. I'll say it for the third time today. I mean, Tommy Thompson's traveling the country saying every child needs an implantable microchip. He's taking the chip. I mean, that's insane. That's out of control. That's end of the world type stuff. We've got a right to say no. Mercury is not nutritious and good for our children. This war is a fraud. Bush is not a conservative. I mean, it really boils down to that. I mean, look, day one we come out and go, all the evidence shows the government's behind the London bombings. And then it comes out they had drills at the exact same time, exact same place as a cover-up. And then it comes out that the main bomber, the main commander of the bombers, the mastermind, Scotland Yard even says, we think these people were patsies, made out of knowing what they were doing, you know, those that actually blew up in the bombs of 7-7, and then it comes out that the mastermind is an MI6 asset and agent being protected, and the British government's behind it. It comes out in all the big British papers, comes out on Fox News, but Fox says, oh, well, that's no big deal, let's just move on. Governments stand to gain from this. See, we're not that radical, folks. We just know what we're talking about. We know how the world really operates. Most people get out of politics or never get into it, never get into caring, because it seems like it doesn't make sense. It's so boring. It's so stagnant. But when you know the real paradigm, who's really in control, then it becomes extremely exciting and extremely scary. But we were talking to William in Oregon about this rumor for 3 weeks that's been circulating that Karl Rove and Bush and others have been indicted by a grand jury. And, my gut just tells me that that's not the case. I mean, if there would have been an indictment, you'd have seen the grand jurors accidentally, all having heart attacks or some type of terrorist attack, in the same vicinity of the grand jury. I mean, literally, folks. But could Karl Rove be indicted? Maybe. Could he be called before the grand jury like Bill Clinton was over lying about the Paula Jones case? Maybe. But has George Bush been indicted? I don't think so. But go ahead and comment on that.
Well, all I can say is that, I'm hoping, along with many others, that the story does have legs. I guess we'll find out. But at least Szymanski called up and spoke to his office, and they did say no comment, which is kind of indicative sometimes there is something going on. Another thought I had a couple weeks ago, I was talking to a friend of mine about Guantanamo Bay, all the people they have down there, unfortunately, and the treatments. And, of course, it's been kind of a whitewash when these senators go in there and see the sanitized rooms that they see. Oh, look, there's a thing with the Koran and whatnot. But
oh, yeah,
wouldn't
and,
it be
and
perfect?
They also admit that there is other parts of the base no one's allowed into.
Well, exactly, and that's where I'm going to go with this, is that it seems to me that it would be an ideal situation for this covert government as a place to do MK-Ultra-type mind-control trips and release new terrorists back upon the planet.
Well, there's no speculation about either thing you said. Number one, it's mainstream news that the Pentagon stages interrogations and stages the living conditions for Congress. That has come out. Number two, it has been in mainstream news that they have former top mind-control experts, medical doctors there, who are doing all sorts of stuff to the detainees. We know that they have, quote, sent secret government agents posing as Al-Qaeda into the camp. This has been all over the Canadian papers to, quote, get intel. They get beat up and tortured and then get released. U.S. Army has posed as Muslim terrorists and been brain damaged. They've been beaten and tortured so bad. Again, none of the stuff where it's documented gets attention. They'll have some debate about, something that can't be proven one way or the other. And we know that Israel has giant camps all over Israel. They grab young Palestinians, release them 5 years later, and they are actual government-sponsored terrorists.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, it's not just your gut feeling, sir. Everything you said is admitted in triplicate.
Well, it's just something, like I said, I was talking to some friends a couple weeks ago, and it's just something that kind of came in my brain, and I started thinking, oh, an ideal training camp. And finally, you've heard of Kay Griggs, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I thought she'd be a great guest if you can, feel like contacting her. I could email her, I guess, if she contacted you. I think she'd be a great guest to have on your show because she had a lot of insight into what you're currently talking about, years before 9/11 because of the guy she was married to, who was a colonel, I believe, from the Marines.
What she's saying is true or untrue.
Right.
But I didn't really talk about Bohemian Grove until I snuck into it.
Oh, that was great.
And, the things she says, if she can't prove that 100%, I can be liable.
Really?
And yeah. And so, it's frankly, I don't think it's documented. Now, are a lot of your top officers in homosexual cults? Is most of the Bush White House homosexual? That's admitted. Including the president, who's bisexual. Even Esquire's done front page stories about it, hinting at it and going, the headline, do you have to be gay to be in the Bush White House? This is how they control their people.
Alex, you didn't happen to see a picture about a month ago, I'm going to say, when George Bush and Condoleezza Rice were at the Washington Nationals baseball game on a Friday night. Did you happen to see the picture?
Yeah, where they hold hands and kiss and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, those two are all, well, it's well known. Yeah, those two are. Well, no, Bush is just, these people are just, they all, I'm not going to get into it, but the point is, a lot of these people go both ways.
I hear you.
In fact, that's part of the Illuminati religion. It's kind of like in Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Devil,
right.
Is a hermaphrodite.
Right.
And the Statue of Liberty is a hermaphrodite.
Revolving door policy.
Yeah, they're really into this. It's bisexuality.
Yeah, that's something really strange. Well, I'll let you go. I know you get a lot of callers, and once again, thanks for being who you are. I know we all appreciate it, and I'm really pleased to see you on Coast to Coast because you're getting the exposure that is truly, truly magnificent, and you were real good the other night, by the way, and I'm glad Peter Lance was not there to screw around with you.
Well, email George Norrie and tell him thanks. I mean, I mean, that's how you feel.
Oh, I do. You know, it's great to see you. And I mean, look at George. 3 years ago, I don't think George would have quite got to where he is today, but you have done such a fine job in exposing what you've done on such a level that people can really wrap their minds around. It's difficult for a lot of them, as you know, but, you know, once they break on through to the other side, it becomes quite obvious.
Well, I got to say this about George Norrie. I mean, the other night, he just came right out and said, I agree. I think that the globalists, this is a quote,
right,
are behind this terror, and they're going to carry out something bigger. And that we shouldn't give up our freedoms. I mean, to have somebody with tens of millions, it's the second biggest show in the country.
Right.
Period. Bigger than any TV show.
Well, you are directly responsible, my opinion.
I don't know about that. I mean,
well,
I think George has done his own research.
Alex, yeah, but you have helped open those doors of research. I mean, I don't think George would have been there 3 years ago. And I listened to the guy for years. And, with your assistance and your enlightening, I mean, you know, he was, I probably even think, leery to put you on the show 2 years ago, but the fact you've been on, what, five times now, six? Something like that? I mean, you know, it's
I think
continue.
It's more than that.
Well, whatever it is, it's great. And every time you're on her, I call my mom, and she stays up late and listens to you. And I just think it's great. And once again, continue the good work, and thanks for everything.
Well, thank you. I mean, God opens doors, folks. And you know, George said at the end of the show the other night, he said, this has been a very serious show. This has been, you know, real. And he said, we'll still do a lot of entertainment and a lot of fun stuff. Because, you know, quite frankly, folks, you know, I don't expect George Norrie to do the program I do. I mean, in a way, it's even more effective mixing in entertainment and mixing in other issues. And then, but then about, you know, two or three nights a week, he's talking about stuff like this now. That is a total departure from the direction that it was, you know, the program was taking 5 years ago. And, I mean, you really can't complain. I mean, people are like, well, it should be all anti-New World Order. Folks, I mean, number one, a lot of people, too, can't deal with our movement going mainstream. A lot of people can't deal with patriots, freedom lovers having success. I certainly know the provocateurs can't. They're screaming bloody murder. You know, our goal is to take over. Our goal is to get the republic back. We're restorationists. We want the revolutionaries out of there. Our goal is to reestablish the constitutional republic and to defend it against enemies foreign and domestic. Our goal is to start our own TV networks. Our goal is to start, you know, bigger radio networks. Our goal is to reach people. Our goal is to put films in movie theaters nationwide. Our goal is to wake the police up. Our goal is to not, you know, so many patriots hide in the dark, creep around like a secret agent, live in fear. No, I mean, we have to act like we own the place because we do. It's confidence, and more than just confidence, it's having your facts down. And it's hard in the beginning to have views that most people don't hold. It's hard to say the world is round when everybody says it's flat. It's hard to say having black people as slaves is wrong when most people think it's good. It's hard to say the government or elements of the government carried out 9/11. It's hard to say they're going to try to put microchips in us. It's hard to say they're going to pass laws for forced drugging. It's hard to say it all first. But we still have to do it. Because now, in hindsight, we have total credibility. Because everything we talked about, unfortunately, has come to pass. Now, we're going to have suitcase nukes go off. We're going to have smallpox. You're going to be drafted. And if the globalists have their way, over the next 20 years, they're going to kill 80% of us, and you're going to die. They're going to take your property, and they're going to kill you and your family. Now, please, when you're in a camp 10 years from now, don't wish you to listen to me then, okay? We told you thumb scanners would go in. We told you self-checkout lanes would go in. We told you the borders would be wide open. Everything we said happened because we're reading their own documents. You better listen to us now. We can stop them. but you gotta wake up and you gotta move.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against a gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now 800-625-2890 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now 800-625-2890.
Eric and Matt, Lori, and Alex, and others. Go ahead, Peter in Deutschland. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'll be as brief as possible. I'd just like to talk to you about someone like myself who's a very recent convert to the alternative media. And the frustration I've had of trying to get my friends to believe me and believe the stuff you guys are saying about September the 11th and more recently about the bombs in London. It's just, I find it difficult to find a website which my friends and especially my parents can look at where, how shall I put this, they won't be put off by the way they look and sort of the language they use to describe events. I think what would help people like my friends and my parents would if they could find an alternative website giving information to Yours House, but which looks like the BBC, or which looks like CNN, if you get my point.
You're saying where it's formatted that way?
I think it's, we need websites like yours, which basically throw the truth in people's faces. We need that. But I think we also need a few, how can I say, airlock websites, where people are sort of used and conditioned to believing what is told
to them. You mean kind of training wheels to start people on?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I've sort of found. Because when I, how should I say this, right, initially made the leap a few months ago from getting my news from the BBC to your site and Propaganda Matrix, which is now my homepage. Initially, sort of subconsciously, I wanted to find a website, like I said, which looked, how should I put this, very professional, which looked what the main...
Well, sir, I tell you what you should do is you should start your own website, and or you should get together with people, and you should do that. We need more people to get involved.
That is actually what I'm thinking of doing, hopefully, in the next month, just how much time I can put to it. But, that was basically my point. I'll let you get on to the callers.
Well, it's good to have you listening from Germany. Are you German?
No, I am English. My work is an English teacher in Germany. I've been here for 2 years. I'd like to quickly thank you for going to Britain this week and trying to wake up my fellow countrymen.
Yeah, what do you think of that law they just passed to try to restrict free speech?
I'm not actually quite familiar with that specific law.
Well, it's just a few days after I was there, the law went
into effect. Okay, I just haven't been following the main news in Britain.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of laws they're passing. I don't expect you to. Well, good to hear you, sir. I appreciate the call.
Okay,
look, a lot of what we post is BBC, Associated Press, New York Times. And they'll hide what they're doing right there in plain view. I mean, there'll be one little paragraph where they go, oh, by the way, MI6 agents, the one bombing things. Or, you know, there'll be a little link where it just says, oh, by the way, we had the terrorists and were ordered to release him. You know, then we magnify that and try to point it out. I mean, really what we do is comb all the news and the legislation and try to bring it all into one place. But believe me, we're all working really, really hard. We're trying to get the job done here, but your suggestions are always helpful. But in more cases than not, I say you should do it yourselves, because we can't do it all. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Eric in California. Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, my friend.
I just want to say keep up the good work in the fight, and you're not alone in the battle. So, have you seen the naval base in San Diego?
Yes, it's a perfect swastika, the Naval Academy building. It is a perfect swastika. It isn't an accident. It is a rotating, perfect, perfect dimensions swastika. And architecture is the symbol, is the main means the globalists communicate to us through. And I've done some research on the building, and it's very occultic. We have a Google satellite photo of it, by the way, on Prison Planet a few weeks ago we posted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, did you have a chance to see that?
Yeah, of course. I'm always on Prison Planet InfoWars.
Okay, you just raised it. I was wondering where you saw it.
Oh, I saw it on this one site, nwowatcher.com.
Good.
Originally. But, and another thing I saw over there, in San Diego, that's the city I'm from, Homeland Security is restricting future parade routes.
Well, we got to do that to fight Al-Qaeda, but the border's got to stay wide open.
Yeah.
It's all part of training us to not have liberty. It's all part of training us to be, well, the slaves that we now are. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your hard work. But listen, we're not slaves. They can say we're slaves, but we're not their slaves. They can say they're God. They can say that they're better than us, and they're the authorities and the officials, and we're just a little scum. That doesn't make it the case. Stop letting them have the moral authority. Stop being so afraid of them. The government's made up of people just like us, and a lot of them are starting to wake up, too. We'll be right back with more of your calls and more news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. Imagine what the founding fathers would think today to witness police in black masks searching little children at checkpoints to get on trains and buses. But the border's wide open. I mean, a five-year-old can figure out this is a fraud. And, oh, don't worry, we're going to violate everyone's rights. We don't want to profile. And then even that's a fraud because it's criminal elements in the government carrying out the terror. It's that simple. It boils down to something that simple. We're going to go to five callers, and then that'll be it. In a few minutes here, we're going to talk to Matt and Lori and Alex and Reza and Jamie. That's going to be it. But let me just cover some news I've already mentioned, and then get into some news I haven't covered. President makes it clear. Phrase is war on terror. Big Brother has corrected the inner party and has said it will not be known as his struggle. That's what it was going to be known as. But it will be known as the war on terror. President Bush publicly overruled some of his top advisors on Wednesday in a debate about what to call the conflict with Islamic extremists, saying, make no mistake about it, we are at war against a foggy enemy that can never be defeated, but don't worry, the people can be beaten into the ground. In a speech, Mr. Bush used the phrase war on terror no less than five times. Not once did he refer to the global struggle against violent extremism. The wording consequently adopted by Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld and other officials in recent weeks after internal deliberations about the best way to communicate how the United States views the challenge it is facing. This is just more idiocy. Ohio Battalion loses 19 Marines in 2 days. One battalion in Ohio. Some good news. Technology optimist turn off TV study. And again, major studies in the last 3 years, there's a whole bunch of them out from universities and private governments, private studies and government studies, industry studies, government studies, and private studies, have all shown that people are tuning out of mainstream TV in droves. And they're not just watching porn, though that's still the leading thing, the leading media being viewed. No, the biggest, fastest-growing area is alternative news. We are very close to taking the pole position from the simulated mating activities of the species, which is pretty hard to beat. Technology optimist turn-off TV study, this is out of the Hollywood Reporter, broadband internet surfers in North America watch two fewer hours of television per week than do those without internet access, while those using a dial-up connection watch 1.5 fewer hours of TV. With the overall numbers of Americans watching TV being lower, and then those numbers subtracted from that. The data come from a Forrester Research study released Tuesday that uses what is called the longest-running survey of its kind, counting nearly 69,000 people in the U.S. and Canada as participants. Broadband internet users watch just 12 hours. I don't watch 12 hours of TV in 6 months now, folks. Broadband internet users watch just, that's because the average adult watches 4 hours. Broadband internet users watch just 12 hours of TV per week compared to 14 hours for those who are offline. So just an interesting little study there. And continuing here, thousands of police deployed in London to reassure the public, and they're saying, we wish we could search all of you, but we just can't. We don't have as many police as the Americans, like it's some wonderful liberty or some wonderful right. Oh, I have freedom plus being searched. Oh, freedom plus no freedom. Oh, take all my rights. We know you want it. We're trying to take all your rights. So sick. But Al-Qaeda vows more attacks. Al-CIA vowed with its friend, its sister organization, Al-MI6A, Al-MI6A deputy leader Al-Zawahiri threatened more destruction in London, saying in a videotape broadcast Thursday that British Prime Minister Tony Blair would be to blame. Al-Zawahiri also threatened the United States with tens of thousands of military dead if it does not withdraw its troops from Iraq immediately. The tape aired on the Pan-Arab Satellite Channel, the CIA channel, Al Jazeera, was delivered exactly 1 month after July 7th bombings in London that killed 56 people, including 4 suicide attackers. Sure. And the head commander of the bombers is admitted MI6 agent being protected, just like Al-Zawahiri is. Blair has brought to you destruction in central London. We'll bring more of that, God willing, he said. And in a way, that's true. I mean, Blair has brought the bombings. He did do it. In London, Blair's Downing Street office declined to comment on the broadcast. So, see, now if you're against Blair, you're with the Al-Qaeda leader. This is ridiculous. Bank for International Settlements calls for global currency. This from Basel, Switzerland, Joan Vion reporting. The Bank of International Settlements, BIS, released their 75th annual report to commemorate its founding in 1930. Most countries today have a central bank, which is a private corporation that handles its monetary system. And it continues to say the bi-monthly central bank ministers from 40 countries meet at the BIS to review ways to promote the cooperation of central banks and to provide additional facilities for international financial operations. Once a year, the world central bankers meet in Basel to take a closer look at the status of the world central banking system. Besides the annual review, this year's report considered the need for new mechanisms to keep the financial system more in balance. And they called for monetizing and basically setting a benchmark for all global currencies and creating a global apex for the financial system. And they go on to call for governments to adopt a benchmark where basically all of our currencies are worth the same thing and put in a staggered computer system. Basically, it's a bunch of sophisticated mumbo-jumbo for the world world currency. You know, we're going to have a mero, but we're still going to have U.S. dollars, pesos, and they're still going to have their currency, their maple leafs up in Canada. But they're all got the same serial numbers that fit into the same database. They all have the same parameters. They all have the same infrastructure, same systems, and it's all the same money. And that is what they are calling for to really try to boil it down. There have been a bunch of new big developments we've broken concerning the London bombing that I covered some of in the first hour. Those are posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Be sure and visit the sites and spread that info to the four winds. This is how we defeat the globalist. The power of the sleeping giant taking action is inexorable, is unstoppable. It cannot be resisted. So you have the power. Remember that. A few other news items I'll hit before we end this broadcast, but right now let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Matt in Tennessee. Matt, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I've just got one little piece of information to fill you in on that I read this morning in our local screed that reports the local, state, and federal propaganda, the Knoxville News Sentinel. The University of Tennessee is now the first university in the United States, according to the article I read. You can search it. You can look it up and find it. I think it's KnoxNews.com. The first university to offer a Department of Homeland Security nurses master's degree.
I don't know about masters, but, they always say, our town's the first to have Marines practice taking over City Hall, or our town's the first to have thumb scanners to get school lunches. I know that the first university to become fully Homeland Security controlled, along with the CIA, was a giant nest of brainwashing and creating terrorists, is Texas A&M. Which I've got a lot of family that went to. I think it's a great university. But the George Bush Library's there. The former CIA director runs it. Gates runs it. And I know that they do give Homeland Security master's degrees there. So the Knoxville News Sentinel has gotten it wrong again. And look, this is how they re-engineer society. They give federal and state grants to go to school to, I'm sorry, you can't go get a grant, you can't get to a tuition, a scholarship to be a school teacher or to be a quantum mechanics physicist, but you can to be a Homeland Security officer. So they just offer the money and then make that a prominent part of all. I mean, there's community colleges giving Homeland Security classes, and so you just create a whole new mass of people, and then you then fund those new agencies, and then that's how you bring it into power.
Well, Alex, what I found very interesting about this article, whether it was completely accurate in all its particulars, was it went ahead and said they expect major catastrophes, because the terrorists are going to drop nuclear bombs or whatever they're going to do, with, tens of thousands of casualties.
They're engineering the whole society for roundups, arrests, lockdown cities, saying yes, sir, to the police, being afraid when you see the troops. I mean, we're going to learn how to be slaves, folks. We're going to see people get arrested and taken away, and we're going to learn how to grovel and learn how to lick boots, but they'll never get away with it. Listen, the troops are waking up. The police are waking up. They are never going to get away with it. And let them keep pushing. The globalists are going to find themselves removed.
Well, Alex, thanks for taking my call, and God bless you, man. Hang in there.
Thank you. Listen, It's simple. President Eisenhower warned us about the undue influence of the military-industrial complex. It owns Big Pharma. It owns the dominant media, you know, NBC and the rest of them, the controlling interest. It's simple. They've taken over the planet, and they go, why should we just take over America? And we'll stage some terror attacks. We'll scare them. We'll run the red light cameras. We'll run the cops. We'll privatize the police. We'll basically feed the entire economy through our coffers and be gods. And that's what they're doing. And it's real simple. I mean, the economy is now, the biggest part of our economy is prisons. And the next biggest part is entertainment, which is propaganda. And this will be our new economy. Prisons, gulags, control. And even for people that don't want to be part of the gulag system, well, it's the only job I can get. You know, I can't get a job at the farm no more because the Mexican laborers will do it for cheaper or it's shipped in from Guatemala. And I can't get a job at the factory. It's shut down and Walmart's all full. And they are building lots of prisons. Oh, my neighbor's in the prison. He didn't do nothing, but I'll try to be nice to him. But when he's like, hey, Bob, how you doing? I better not say hi to you too much. You're in here for being a terrorist. You know, it's the only job I can get. You know, it's a law now. I got to vaccinate my kids. I remember that Alex Jones years ago talking about it. And my kid was fine until I gave him the shot. Now they're real sick. But I don't want to complain about it because I could get rounded up as a terrorist because they say criticizing the government aids a terrorist. I got the uniform. My wife don't like it. She's sick of it. She wants to leave the country, but things ain't much better in other countries. Not with the war on terror. You know, we found terrorists in 100 countries. I don't like what happens. Things don't seem right, but, you know, I got to have this paycheck. And then there's the types that are going to like it. All the evil criminals that are smart will join the forces. And imagine the sadness of being a father or a mother and watching your daughter kiss up to him when she sees him and then watching the stormtrooper come to your door. I'm here to take your daughter out. And your daughter going, I'll go out with him if I want to. You know, just the sickness of it. You want to be slaves, folks, you're going to get a big, giant helping of being scum slaves. Bob Barr says it. Trips on the streets, ordering you around. Remember that movie Red Dawn where they come in to buy the toothbrushes and they're in the grocery store and there's the troops pacing along listening to them? They're like, shh, you're not even supposed to be here. They'll get you. I mean, okay, that's the life you want. Okay, all right, all right. And there'll be lots of neighborhood groups that worship it. And you don't support the troops. I'm reporting you. But you know what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said? What would have happened when they sent their troops out at night? We would have met them in the doorways with hammers and knives and hatchets. And I'm not saying it's come to that point, folks, but because we're willing to do that. I'm nonviolent, folks, but no, don't go to the FEMA camp. Don't take the forced inoculations. They got a problem, though. They tried to order their own police 2 years ago to take all these shots. 99.9%, the LA Times reported, refused. Why would they all refuse to take the smallpox shots? What is it, cops? I thought we can trust the government. I thought, you know deep down, don't you? Don't you? Yes, you do. And that's why the globalists are going to fail. They've already failed. They can nuke and they can try and they can kill a few patriot leaders and they can do whatever they want. But let me tell you, when they kill people like myself, that means we're winning. You understand? That's a move of desperation. That's power. That waters the tree. I mean, that's like super fertilizer, folks. Okay? They crush me. They strike me down. They strike you down. You go straight to heaven, folks. You know? And then you listen to these Christians. They sound like jihadists. Bottom line, folks, they say our founding fathers are terrorists. Now, who's the terrorist? Our founding fathers or this corrupt government? Who are you going to stand with? The founding fathers or these people? All right, Lori and California, you've been holding for a long time. Go ahead.
Yes, I have. And God bless you. And God bless all of us. I've just been, I'm halfway through Patriots Warning 1 by Elizabeth Border. And on page 133, they're talking about by June of 2003, half of all of Walmart's products are installed with radio frequency ID technology.
Yes.
Can you tell me about that? Because, I mean, they don't really go into it. What the heck is that?
Well, I don't know if that's specifically completely accurate. I don't have it in front of me, so I don't want to discredit it without it, you know. There was a USA Today article in 2002 that by 2005, Walmart had told all its manufacturers, have tracker chips in your products or we won't buy from you. A lot of them complied. A lot of them refused. It was Walmart that finally got the universal acceptance and implementation of the barcode. So the Defense Department and Walmart in 2002 ordered all their suppliers by 2005 to have it. And I know that now a lot of their products do have it, but not all of them. I don't know if it's half.
It says by June of 2003 that half of Walmart's products were
installed. I don't believe that's accurate.
You don't think so?
I know so, yeah.
And also, since I live in San Diego, I was listening to a previous caller about the swastika building. Where is that?
It's out at the Naval Base. It's the Naval Academy Cadet Building.
Is that on Coronado Island? Or?
Yes.
Huh?
You want to stay there and I'll answer your question?
And
we'll be right back. Stay there. We'll talk to Alex about it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, that's right. Don't worry. Every dog gets its day. Evil always goes down of its own weight. Let's just not get crushed in the process. When you lay down to corruption, it doesn't pass you over. It feeds on you, and it takes its time. It's time to stand up against these bullies, these scumbags, these inhuman pieces of filth. Real quick, Lori, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah. Well, no, I just, you know, wanted to know where that swastika building
was. You go to presentplanet.com. It was like 2 weeks ago. It was down in the, it was down at the bottom of the page. We had a link to it.
Yeah.
Or just type naval building looks like swastika, and you'll get it.
Okay. All right. Well, keep up the good work, hon.
Well, good hearing from you. Take care. Let's talk to Alex and Mass. Alex, go ahead.
Yo, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, man. I just want to talk to you because, like you stumbled in on Bohemian Grove. You've seen the rituals. Like, they're even showing it on Fox. They had Karl Rove dressed up in his robe on a show called American Dad.
What?
Like, yeah. It's on a cartoon show, the next, like, Family Guy. American Dad, Karl Rove, helps the main character get, like second in command in the church by, like, I don't know, like, you know, doing all sorts of bad things. But he doesn't, like, show up in regular clothes. He shows up in a red cloak with, I don't know, some design on it. But anyway.
Isn't that nice? See how they just flaunt it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, they made that movie Teddy Bear's Picnic, one of the Grove members did, making fun of me.
I know.
They make movies making fun of us.
Yeah, no, I plan on renting that and seeing it, like, figuring out. I don't know. But anyway, what I want to say is, like obviously they're not just doing these rituals and all this stuff for fun. Like, they actually believe in it, you know?
Oh, yeah, they're complete, like, lunatics.
It's not necessarily that they're crazy. Like people who pray to Satan, they get, like...
They're still crazy.
Yeah, I know, but what I wanted to say was, if you've ever seen Revelations of a Mother Goddess, they wanted David Icke's films.
Yeah.
He chose an American woman who was a Dr. Mengele project. And,
yeah, I know. You know, I haven't... I talk about Bohemian Grove because I documented it.
Right.
I actually went and documented it. Listen, thanks for the call, Alex. We're almost out of time here. One more call. Let's talk to Risa. Risa, you're on the air from Indiana, last caller.
Alex, do you have or can you put anything on your website, some kind of a link or a chat room for... You know, for people to go to talk to like-minded people.
Yeah, you know, it turns into provocateur disinformation land and becomes a distraction. I'm not censoring. It's my website. There are other websites where people can go post and gossip and do all of that. It just, we've done it before, and it turns into just abject diversion. It's just a perfect point for infiltrators and troublemakers to get our focus off of the news.
Well, I have nobody in my life that I can who supports me in this, and it would be great to, you know, talk to other people that believe what I do.
It'd be a good place for you to meet like-minded people in your area. Why don't you start a news site and a message board, you know, for freedom lovers of what town are you in?
Sellersburg.
Okay, Freedom Lovers of Sellersburg, or, you know, Free Sellersburg.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And then you can call in here and say, if there's anybody in this area of Indiana, go to, you know, freesellersburg.com, and let's hook up.
Okay. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. I'm sorry we're out of time. I would have all these great callers. And I know we're ending the show with a bunch of people on hold. I apologize to those. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Don't forget, if you believe in this broadcast, support us. Get great videos. Get my new film, Martial Law, at Infowars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv if you don't want a hard copy. Watch them all online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible. Now get out there and stand up against this scum. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.